proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We turn our attention to one of the 10 provocations in the wilderness, provocations that Israel made attacking God, his character, and his ability to provide for them. After they departed the wilderness of Zin, the Israelites traveled to a place called Rephidim. Once again, they became thirsty. They demanded that Moses provide water for them. They seemed to have forgotten their experiences at Marah, where God made even bitter water to become drinkable. Moses asked them why they wanted to once again test God. In response, the Jewish nation resorted to using a familiar refrain. Quote, "Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt, to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" Unquote. Once again, the Jewish people seemed to accuse Moses and God of having malevolent intentions toward them. The Israelites were so upset that they even wanted to put Moses to death. Once again, God gave Moses directions on how to handle this crisis. He told the lawgiver to, quote, "Go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go," unquote. God then said what he would do on that occasion. Quote, "Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it that the people may drink," unquote. Some Bible commentators have seen this rock as a type of Jesus Christ, one who was, according to Isaiah chapter 53, smitten of God and afflicted. Moses obeyed God on that occasion. In a similar situation that occurred later, though, Moses would contravene God's orders. Whereas on the second occasion God told Moses to speak to the rock, Moses struck it, as he did at Rephidim, and implied that he and Aaron were the source of the water for the Israelites, not God. Moses' lapse in judgment on the second occasion resulted in God forbidding him from entering into the land of Canaan. Moses renamed the locale in the wilderness Massah and Meribah. The word Massah derived from a Hebrew noun, Massah, which meant temptations. Meribah came from the Hebrew word Riv, which denoted strife. The author of Exodus noted these place names resulted from what he termed, quote, "the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not?" Unquote. He wanted the Israelites to remember those occasions when they had questioned whether or not God was with them. What lessons lay in this example for Christians? Believers should never doubt God's ability to meet their needs, nor should they question his desire to do so. In a Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ said, quote, "Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed?" Unquote. He added that God in heaven knows that you have need of these things. Paul reinforced that sentiment when he wrote these words in Philippians chapter 4. Quote, "I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need," unquote. Remember that Paul was in a Roman prison when he penned those words. The Israelites in the wilderness could have directly asked God to supply them with water. After all, he had performed a similar miracle on their behalf at Marah. Instead of doing so, however, they resorted to complaint. They complained to Moses and evidenced their mistrust in God. Christians should not adopt that attitude. Instead, believers should remember that God can and will supply all of their needs. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.